As Sunday's election approaches in Iraq, there is concern that voter turnout will be limited by violence and insurgent threats against voters. Many thousands of Iraqis living in other countries will also vote, although their turnout may be diminished by the limited number of voting centers available. Many overseas Iraqis are looking to play an important role in developing democracy in their country over the long term. Contact with people in Iraq is part of the daily routine at the Kuderi Group office in West Houston. Aziz Kuderi, the head of the diversified trading company, just returned from Iraq last week. He's safe here at his office in Houston now, but he worries about family members and colleagues who remain in Iraq. He believes the election on Sunday holds great promise for his country, but he also knows that fear of continuing violence will keep many people from participating. Still, he sees the election as an important first step toward a better future for his nation.
This election is going to do something important. It's going to give some legitimacy to the new government, and that will give it some powers. So this is a plus. Also, it's going to participate in writing the new constitution, which is really much needed. And there are basic questions in this constitution that need to be really addressed carefully. How to separate religion from government and so on. These are all sticky issues. It need to be a very wise people who are going to be in charge of writing the draft of the constitution.
Aziz Kuderi expresses patience when it comes to the long-term nature of the process leading to complete democratic rule. He says there's a great threat of civil conflict in Iraq that cannot be easily diminished.
Iraq will always be a difficult country to govern or to rule. Iraq will always be a place where different ideas and thoughts between left, right, secular versus religious will always struggle. But at the end, I don't know how long the struggle will take place, but it's going to take some time before Iraq will be a democratic country in the Western sense.
Mr. Kuderi operates his export business primarily from Houston, but he travels frequently to Iraq and maintains contact with his partners and workers there. He invited VOA to speak by telephone with one of his colleagues in Baghdad, a man named Hussein. He says many people are afraid to vote, but that he and his family will take the risk in order to participate in what he believes is a crucial step for his nation.
The election is a very good thing, but the situation here is very bad now. You know that because the situation outside is there is many bombing and explosions, but we hope if this election do something for us. We have nothing to do. This is the last chance for us.
But Aziz Kuderi and his two sons, Mohammed and Subhi, will not vote in the election because their business requires them to be in Houston and in almost constant contact with their people in Iraq. There are only 5 places in the United States for Iraqis residing here to vote, and the closest one to Houston is more than 1,000 kilometers away in Nashville, Tennessee. Subhi Kuderi says even though he will not vote, he believes in the electoral process and sees this election as an important milestone for Iraq.
They should have had more places available and even offered absentee balloting, but as flawed as it is, I understand it was a last-minute effort to get more Iraqi involvement in the U.S., so I do applaud them for that. I do believe that the process altogether, the concept of the election, is a step in the right direction, though.
His brother, Mohammed, believes he and his family have a special role to play in the effort to establish peace and democracy. Growing up mainly in Texas, but speaking fluent Arabic and traveling occasionally back to Iraq, Mohammed Kuderi says he is able to bridge the cultural gap between Iraqis and Americans. He says this is important because the United States is now committed to helping Iraq for many years to come.
There needs to be a long-term presence and cooperation between the two countries. That's a lot easier said than done, obviously, but that's something we're striving for and we're trying to work for.
On Sunday, the Kuderi family here in Houston will be watching the news out of Iraq with special interest. and keeping close contact with friends and loved ones who remain in the country. Greg Flakus, VOA News,